Dekojo was said before the gendarmerie that he is one of those leaders who have signed the letter to the Minister of Administration asking for the demonstration. Because according to the gendarmerie, there were damages and the responsibility of those damages are up to the leaders of that demonstration. That's why Mr. Kodjo was arrested.
Were you telling me that Mr. Kodjo, as a former prime minister, has some immunity from arrest?
Mr. Kodjo, as a former prime minister and also president of the Assembly of Togo, normally should not be arrested because he's covered by immunity.
Mr. Chakura, you mentioned the coalition of opposition parties called Let's Save Togo. Why are you protesting? What do you want to save Togo from?
Yes, we are protesting on the overall political atmosphere, which is not favorable for the elections. Because before, it has been very clear stated to the Togolese government to operate some changes, some amendments to the electoral code, and together with the opposition parties. And those changes have not been operated by the Togolese government. And they are planning now to organize new elections without having operated those changes. That's why we are protesting. And there is a protocol of the ECOWAS member countries stating clearly that 6 months before the election in any member country, it's not allowed for any country to bring such changes or amendments to the electoral laws or regulations or change or amendments without the consent of the opposition parties. And now the Togolese government is trying to go by force and then introduce such changes without the consent of the opposition parties. And that is one of the reasons of our demonstration.
The parliamentary elections are supposed to be held in October. And so what are the changes that the government made that you are protesting about?
The number of constituencies, when we take one constituency, the number of inhabitants who elect one constituency is not equal. So we have normally to sit together and bring such changes. But now the government is operating the changes in its favor without consulting the opposition. And second, the number of deputies in the parliament also normally should be determined by both parties, I mean the government and the opposition. But those such operations are being operated by the government without the consent of the opposition.
If the government listens to you, will the opposition be ready for elections in October? Will you take part?
Our decision now in the opposition is that without the settlement of such problems, I mean the amendments, the changes to be brought to the electoral code between the government and the opposition, we will not allow the coming elections to take place.